So, with that, the people that help really direct this organization as to what we need to do and articles that you read that you find interesting and all kinds of things, we're going to do some things here called awards. And the first awards that we're going to have are those related to membership. So with that, I'd like to call Artis Bazin, membership chair.
Okay. I will first do one, since Peter kind of stole the thunder with a life membership. I have a special life membership for a person who is not aware of it. It's a surprise from her chapter. So this is in sincere appreciation, given this 9th day of April, 2016, in Alpine, California, and this certificate of CCB Life membership is awarded to Susan Glass. Your chapter was nice enough to purchase this for you, so. Ben. And I'll give you the certificate when I get to the table. She's at my table, so. Ben, I also have the membership awards. We give membership award to the chapter with the highest percentage of growth each year and the highest number of members per year. And this year, we had two chapters that had five new members, but the one, it was a 24% membership growth, and that was the Greater LA chapter. And then a GDUC had the highest number. They actually had the same number for each one, but the one has a lot more members, so obviously it wasn't as high a percentage. So they each gained five new members this year. But I want to give honorable mention to the Inland Empire chapter because they actually had the second highest percentage, but it was just two members because their chapter is very small. So I just wanted to commend them for a 20% growth by getting two new members. They went from 8 to 10. And unfortunately, we had a lot of chapters go down in membership, so it was great to be able to give the award to those chapters for their growth. And I encourage you all to work hard. Probably it was a little bit different this year since we went from October awards to April awards, so it, you know, doesn't have quite as much growth, you know, since it's only 7 months in between. But I encourage you all, and I encourage you to do a chapter project too. We do have a chapter award that we give if you have a chapter project, and I thought there was one chapter that was going to submit for it, and they never did. But the Fresno chapter did a Dining in the Dark experience, which I had hoped that they would apply for that award, but they never sent it in. And I thought it was such a great idea. They put it on the membership email list and talked about it, and it was a great event that they had for their chapter. So I encourage your chapter to do an activity and then submit a letter to CCB to be able to get that chapter award. So, thank you all.
That is wonderful. What a surprise to us at Greater LA. It's been a long time, and I'm just going to say, as president of that chapter, it is so wonderful to see the chapter begin to grow, and I'll take privilege here to say that. But it really is, and we already have one new member starting since we turned in the roster. So we're really working on getting that thing going. So thank you, artists. All right. With that, we're going to go to our next award, and that is publications. And, you know, it takes a lot for people to write some great articles, and we have so much writing talent in this organization. And to tell you all about it and about the awards that apply to it and that somebody might get, I'll introduce our newly elected president, Judy Wilkinson.
Good evening. I bring you greetings from Linda Perrell, the chair of the Publications Committee, who could not be with us this evening. So that gives me the wonderful privilege. This is the best part of any job here at CCB, is giving out awards. We're giving two, you know, we usually give an award for the best articles written in the previous year, but this year we are giving very special commendation awards. Who knows which anniversary year this is of the Blind Californian? 60. So here is the first award. So the California Council of the Blind, in this 60th year of publication of the Blind Californian, Special Recognition Publications Committee Award. Two, and I'm going to skip the name for the moment, for her numerous submissions to the Blind Californian, including her poems and interviews, for articles such as Friends in Low-Tech Places, Fall 2010, and Maintain That Connection, Don't Forget Your Phone, Fall 2013. Anybody have a clue? Don't say the name yet. For her tireless advocacy for the Seniors with Vision Loss Committee, including her creative efforts for the publications Failing Sight and The Family Plight, and How to Have a Happy Life as a Senior Losing or Without Vision, for Bonnie Rennie. Is Bonnie in the room? Oh. Presented this ninth day of April 2016 in Alpine, California. Well, one good piece of news is I don't have to dig out and figure out which plaque it is then, because it's going to be sent to Bonnie in the mail, and she will, it's such a pleasure to give Bonnie that award. You can, we either mail it or, can we trust her to take it to her? Is that Gail? I think we could.
I mean, she is a board member now.
I think we could let you do that,
we
Gail.
We know where you live, Gail.
Let's put it this way. Gail, you heft the plaque and then see if you want to actually put it in your suitcase. Okay, we have a second award of the same kind. The California Council of the Blind, in this 60th year of publication of the Blind Californian, Special Recognition Publications Committee Award. Two, leave a blank. Now here's the most prolific contributor to the Blind Californian in the past decade. Four, his resolution summaries, his legislative reports, his 8 years of thoughtful president's messages, of course, our own Jeff Tom. Jeff, I'll kill myself getting this to you, so I'm just going to send you the mic. And I now know that it's 10 years, so the plaque will forever memorialize one of my really big first mistakes.
Can we say?
He has a mic.
Well, prolific is true. I'm not sure how good it is. Thank you very much. It's always worth writing advocacy-related items for the Blind Californian, because that's what you and I are all about. So thank you for the award. I appreciate it.
I'm returning the mic to our Master of Ceremonies.
Thank you, thank you. Congratulations to the winners. And, you know, it's really wonderful to know how people do these things time and time again. And it's not easy to write these articles. I can write, but not articles like this. You guys do such a great job. I'm proud of you. Thank you. Our next person to come up to do some awards is going to be from our awards committee. And it gives me great privilege to call.
You okay?
Oh, it get, I was interrupted. But it was okay. You know, the president-elect can do anything she wants here. Okay, it gives me a great pleasure to call up our immediate past president for the last time for this go-around. And it gives me privilege to call Donna Pomerantz.
Good evening, everyone. I am here on behalf of our committee chair, Joe Smith, who is from Northern California. He was not able to be here tonight, and the committee asked me to thank you, to be here on his behalf. I want to thank all the members of the awards committee. Roger Peterson, we all know him. And Michael Williams. And I'm thinking I'm going to forget somebody. Well, I knew I was going to do that, and that's what I get. And thank you to President Tom for appointing me to that committee as well. I've enjoyed serving this first time. I will give the microphone over to someone else to do this presentation. Our committee unanimously agreed that this person would be perfect to do the presentation, and he also happens to me to be my best friend and your governmental affairs chair for the very last time. I will give the microphone over to Mitch Pomerantz to do this presentation.
Talk about passing the buck. Well, things are so perfect that I don't have the language for this plaque, but we can ad lib. From time to time, and you'll understand why she did this, The California Council of the Blind presents awards to members of the state legislature, I think a couple of times even to Congress critters. Well, we've had a dear friend and ally who twice introduced bills on our behalf, beginning in 2013 when he was a member of the Assembly, and then in 2014 when he was a member of the Senate. Last year, the bill was SB 199. For those of you who, like I typically, as soon as the session is over, we forget bill numbers. But that was the bill that would have included in the services provided under in-home support supportive services, reader services and document completion services. We know a significant number of blind and low vision persons are on SSI. And IHSS provides a lot of services for persons who are on SSI, but don't do much to help us. So this gentleman introduced two consecutive years legislation to include those services. Last year, the bill was vetoed by our governor, depending on the day of the week, either Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde, otherwise known as Jerry Brown. However, we felt that it was important to recognize this legislator. Unfortunately, we were unable to procure him or a member of his staff, but we will get this plaque to him. It basically commemorates his efforts on behalf of the California Council of the Blind to introduce this legislation. He is a Democrat from the 35th District. His name is Isidore Hall. Give him a round of applause. I need to double check, and Jeff would probably know my list of Assembly members and senators gives districts, but not specific locations. And so we'll need to figure out who will be in a good position to get this plaque to him and his staff. So, again, we hope, and of course this year he can't introduce, you can't bring back the same bill 2 years in a row in similar fashion. So it took a year's hiatus, and hopefully this bill will be reintroduced or introduced anew in 2016, or 2017. This is 16, isn't it? Yes, it is. What can I tell you? So with that, Mr. Metz, back to you.
Thank you. Thanks. Okay, I just had to wait.
My list back, I'm sorry. I was looking at stuff here and got waylaid, as they say. So, you know, hey. All right, so with that, thank you so much, Donna and Mitch. Appreciate that. It's always great to, again, honor people that help. And, oh, I think you're, okay. Do you want? Peter, would you come up, please? He's not too far away. I know. Hold on a minute. Let me see.
Elaine, because I didn't know if she wanted, if it's something just that Judy needs Peter for, or if she wants me to go ahead. So I'm waiting. Okay. Do you need something? Did you need the mic, Peter?
I need a mic.
Hold on, I'm going to introduce our treasurer here for a moment because this isn't on my schedule. So for that, I will definitely give our treasurer the mic. Peter Pardini.
Thank you very much, Ken. Jeff, on behalf of the current and past members of the board of directors, I'd virtually like to present you with a gift card for some Giants tickets. Thank you for your years of service to the California Council of the Blind.
There you go. Wow, I'm speechless. Thanks, everybody. It's been more than worth it. Thank you. Well, who knows? Not if I go see San Diego.
Jeff, you realize those tickets say Chavez Ravine, don't you? Oh, he's going to be saying who's on first for a while.